Nick Willenda's extreme stunt last weekend is reminiscent of the days when circuses and high flyers traveled the country on trains from town to town, and when swooping trapeze artists were the stars of the show. And nobody was more of a star than Lillian Leetzel, a tiny woman from Eastern Europe who ruled the Ringling Brothers Circus. There's a new book out about Leetzel called Queen of the Air, a true story of love and tragedy at the circus. Dean Jensen is the author, and he joins me now from Milwaukee. Dean Jensen, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm so pleased to be here.
Tell us about this fabulous star who was seen by more people than any other performer of her day, including anyone who would have been on Broadway then.
Yes, Leetzel was born in Breslau, Silesia, which today is a part of Poland. She was a child of another trapeze artist, her mother, Nellie Pelikan. Nellie was traveling with this small circus, and the owner of that circus frequently assaulted Nellie. Nellie was 2 months short of her 13th birthday when she gave birth to Leetzel.
Time goes by, and Nellie becomes an ever more gifted performer. Eventually, years later, moves off to London. How does Lillian become the international star?
Leetzel wanted to be like her mother, so she worked very hard at becoming an aerialist, and ultimately, when she was about 14, joined her mother in an aerial troupe.
Could you describe Lillian Leetzel's act for us? There was one thing that she really, really became known for.
She worked on the Roman rings. Now, the Roman rings are simply a couple of ropes dangling from the big top ceiling. And at the bottom of these ropes are silver rings. But the tent would grow dark, and then she would appear through the back door, and this diagonal white column of light would hit her, and the crowd just went mad for her. She would grasp with her right hand one of these rings, and she would throw her body out into space, doing these rotations, and her arm would actually dislocate from her shoulder. If the band wasn't playing, you could actually hear this little click of her arm going in and out of her shoulder. It was almost grueling to watch, and the crowd would toll off each of these rotations.
What was it like to watch her? How did people feel watching Leetzel perform?
She was just massively adored everywhere. Her name was a household expression. She was known as Leetzel. She's one of those figures like Madonna or Beyoncé of today, instantly recognizable by just one name.
You also follow here Leetzel's future husband, Alfredo Cadona. One of the things that would get him attention is that he worked for over a decade to pull off a special feat, the triple, which is a somersault done 3 times. Tell us about that.
What Alfredo would do, he would take a few swings out in the trapeze, 50 feet in the air, then release his hands from the bar and throw 3 backwards somersaults, tuck his body into a ball, propelling himself forward at 60 miles an hour through space, and then he would dock with his brother, Lalo, who was the catcher. The triple was this almost mystical feat in the circus. It probably took more lives than any of the other stunts in the circus. Alfredo's father tried to dissuade him from pursuing the triple, but he carried it on and spent 10 years doing it.
Such great risks are taken in these acts. But ultimately, tragedy does come. What happens?
Well, Leetzel was performing in the Valencia Hall in Copenhagen, February 1931, started doing these turnovers. When she got to probably around 20 of these, Leetzel took a fatal plunge.
She crashes to the ground. Leetzel's not even quite 40. When she dies, and there's all these colorful stories about her haunting the Valencia Hall. Dean Jensen, I just want to ask you, would Lillian Leetzel still be such a sensation if she were performing today, or are aerial gymnastics a thing of the past?
I think she might be. It wasn't just her performance. It was the force of her personality. She also had this gift for making everyone in the big top feel that she was performing just for them. Just an extraordinary performer and a diva.
Dean Jensen, he's the author of the new book, Queen of the Air, a true story of love and tragedy at the circus. Dean Jensen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.